You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. That's right. You can see all of us. Subscribe to our channel and watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday.
Darryl, we talked about the Guardians earlier in the show, whether or not they were going to be buyers, sellers, stand patters. That sounds kind of wrong. I shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
Phrasing.
Thank you, Archer.
At BKato505 on Twitter, which Twitter reactions are brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He says, Guardians aren't making the playoffs anyway, so why not trade him? Closers usually fall off in a couple years anyway in regards to trading Emmanuel Clase.
Sounds
like he agrees with me.
I said they were going to make the wild card.
He's saying he doesn't think they're going to make the wild card. That's the whole point of the tweet.
I know, but, you know. I, for once, am being optimistic that they're going to take advantage of their lousy schedule down the stretch. Everyone's going to get excited thinking they're World Series contenders. I'm here to tell you they're not, but enjoy the wild card exit.
Honestly, that's I got a tweet about that, too. Somebody said, well, this was to the station. He said, Darryl not being a wet blanket and pessimistic, if I could talk, is a shock to me.
See? Not always pessimistic.
This thing over again, because I just it up.
I'm just a realist. I keep it real. I tell you the way it is. If it's terrible, I tell you it's terrible. If it's great, I tell you it's great. Well, the Guardians, they're mediocre.
But you still think they're making the playoffs.
Gets you into the playoffs.
Yeah. That's what baseball's come to now.
A wild card, yeah.
They celebrate
and
mediocrity.
Once you're in, Darryl, anything can happen.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that is the beauty of baseball, right? Is that sometimes you get like nobody
until
thought
you get in a 7-game series and then everybody throws their starters for 3 innings.
Nobody thought that the Arizona Diamondbacks would go to the World Series 2 years ago. So yeah. I guess anything can happen.
And years ago, the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees in the World Series.
But here's the problem. The Guardians have turned.
By the way, the Arizona Diamondbacks have won a World Series more recently than the Cleveland Guardians. The Florida, Miami, whatever the hell they call themselves, Marlins have won 2 World Series.
The Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs both broke curses where they hadn't won World Series before the Guardians won one. One of them was at the Guardians' expense. I know that's.
I'm over the making the playoffs thing. Making the playoffs thing. Let's try and get it done.
That's my point on trying to sort of somewhat buy here is like, this is the problem. The Guardians have truly the idea of you get in and anything can happen. They have basically monopolized that around like that's like the that yeah. is that is the
you know who founded that right
that is the the slogan for the team.
Mark Shapiro started that back when they were trading all their Cy Young Award winners. I was sitting there, we were over in the executive office building, 2401 Ontario, after they had traded Cliff Lee, and Shapiro's sitting there. We're all gathered around him, sitting in the chairs, and. He's sitting there, you know, hunched over sheeplessly talking about how, well, you know, we have to kind of be like the Marlins and maybe once every 5 years we'll be, you know, we'll be there and get in the playoffs and then you hope something can happen. He just had this defeatist attitude. Yeah, then Tito came in and it became, yeah, we're small market, but we got to find a way to be competitive. And they've been competitive ever since. And they've never really blown this thing up, fallen completely off the cliff like we've seen these other franchises do. But now I'm just to the point of, you know, yes, okay, getting into the playoffs, I realize anything can happen. Baseball's a funny game. Hey, 4 weeks ago, the Guardians are dead and buried. Now they've risen from the dead having won 8 of 10. It's just the weirdest thing.
They have taken advantage of that slogan, though.
Yeah, but get it done. Go all in to try and win one.
Well, and that's the point. It's like they get the fans drawn back in every year on the idea that, like, well, hey, if we make it, you just never know. And I think that's disingenuous to the fans because these fans know where this team's really at. So, Darryl, you have a bone to pick with the in-game entertainment at sporting events.
I just think the kiss cam needs to go away. I mean, we're getting people now having to resign from jobs and getting divorced.
By
and
the
all
way,
this.
Has there ever been a viral moment that reached its peak? Of,
I
like,
love
comedic
that Daryl Ryder, proponent for infidelity, has stepped up.
I'm just saying, like, it's just, you know.
You don't want more people getting caught cheating, huh?
Well, it's not even that. It's just I think that the kiss cam bit has run its course. You're putting these people in it, and they're awkward now. Like, it's really awkward when they're putting these people on the
board. My favorite is when they put two people up and they're like,
it's my sister. It's my sister.
I know. Yeah, like, it just needs to go.
Luke Skywalker.
It just needs to go. It's run its course. I don't think it has the entertainment value that it used to have.
Can I add the wave to this list?
No, because the wave is great. The wave is great because of the non-participants that ruin the wave. That's why the wave is great. Because you've got people that are just totally ruining the bit.
You want the wave to continue just so you can keep seeing people who are like trying to
laugh at the people that are ruining the bit.
But I don't laugh at those people. Those people are heroes. They're stopping a ridiculous thing from happening.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, anything else you hate over there, Daryl?
I think we're good on the haterade for one show.
Sure.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I think you should pick two more.
Power rank the things you hate about sporting events.
You already know you hate training camp. You hate quarterback competition.
Screaming scoreboard guy. Now, you can do scoreboard. I do enjoy a lot of the scoreboard skits and the entertainment, but the screaming scoreboard guy bit just needs to go.
You know who doesn't need to be canceled?
Who?
Red Panda.
I hope she heals up fast.
Halftime. Absolutely. Our thoughts and prayers. Hope she heals up. Want her to be okay for next season because we need her to be not at least at one Cavs game. But if they make the playoffs again, we get two Cavs games with Red Panda.
Things that can stay, Red Panda, Dancing Cam. I love the Dancing Cams. I think those are entertaining. Those can stay. But Cam, got to go.
And we're doing this. Power rank your things that can your stay top right? In-game entertainment
Red
things.
Panda
you
one.
You get three of them. Let's go.
Red karaoke. Love the sing-along karaoke.
They're putting opposing teams' logos on the scoreboard so you boo.
Yes.
That can stay. That's always fun.
That's a lot of fun. And the dance cam.
All right.
Top three things that can stay.
I really enjoy Simba cam myself.
I've seen some teams do like the awkward dad dance cam.
At the Monsters, we have a bongo cam that is,
They do that at the Cavs.
The person that invented the thunder stick should be drawn, quartered, and shot.
Well, unfortunately for you tomorrow, Daryl, we're having on the guy that invented Jonathan Thundersticks. He'll be on.
Jonathan Thundersticks. Is that like Thunderlips from Rocky?
Yes!
Oh, man. What a show. Feel like it flew by. Big thanks to John Doss, News Channel 5, for joining us. Also, Dan Lobby at Cleveland.com. Check those interviews out. 92thefan.com or use the Rewind feature in the Odyssey app to go back and listen. Daryl, we started the week off right.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Owen, big thanks to you. Mitch, big thanks to you. We are back tomorrow, Daryl Ryder and I. Until then, have a good Monday. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Take it easy, Cleveland.